Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Doug Barry is our guest. Doug's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the Director of Marketing and Communications for the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the U.S. Department of Commerce. And Doug is the guy who helps you and me understand and how what we've got to do to become successful by doing business internationally, by doing trade, by trading with people in other parts of the world. And he's our good friend. He's joining us right now all the way from Louisville, Kentucky today. Doug Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you. Now, what do you do? Tell the audience what you're doing in Louisville.
Well, right now, Jim, I'm sitting in one of those hotel bathrobes.
I didn't want to know what. Wait, Doug. Well, time out.
No.
I didn't ask you what you were wearing, Doug. I just want to know where you are.
I'm in one of those, you know, nondescript chain hotels, and you know when you're in trouble, and I'm sure you've had this experience when you try on one of these terry cloth robes, and they all seem to getting smaller and tighter fitting.
Doug. Too much information.
No,
what are you doing? You're there with
on the white T-shirt, though.
You're working with UPS. This is where I'm trying to get us over onto this, folks. I'm trying really hard. What are you doing with UPS? That's what I should have said.
Well, I'm here today to conduct a training session for their international account executives, and these are the folks who are distributed throughout the entire country, and they're the ones that you talk to when you want to ship your goods to a foreign destination. So we've had this partnership for a year or so, and it's basically a partnership to help U.S. businesses better understand the opportunities in the global marketplace and to take advantage of them.
Well, the thing is the reason I'm glad to hear you talking about these things is because, you know, the more granular we can make the import-export perspective of small businesses, the more they're likely to do it. And so, you know, when a lot of small business owners think about exporting, they think about a big ship, you know, a big pallet loaded onto a train, delivered to the port, put on a boat, and, you know, slow boat to China, you know, blah blah blah, and you know, we got all this money tied up for all these months, and eventually it'll come back to us. And that's the way I think in our first thought about exporting. That's the way it sounds like, probably to us. Looks like to us. But the truth is. With the organizations like the major couriers that when you're working with right now, like UPS, it could be no different from doing business with somebody in the next county.
That's right. And what UPS and our other partner FedEx, also an important partner of ours, and then we have Google, and we have eBay, and we have some major banks that are partners now. All of these partnerships are devoted to making the process easier. So when the guy in brown or purple or whatever color he or she is wearing shows up at your workplace, the idea is to create a seamless solution to pick the stuff up, help you do the paperwork, help you provide the financing, even find the market for you, make sure your goods get there in a timely fashion. What could be easier?
No, absolutely. And the thing is the only difference between, in many ways, the only difference between doing business in the next county and doing business in the, you know, across the pond is the time that it takes to fly the stuff over there.
That's right.
Because money transfer is the same speed.
It is. And we don't want to make too much light of the fact that there are aspects of international business that are different than domestic business. There is paperwork to fill out. There are cultural differences to pay attention to.
Right.
There are exchange rates to be mindful of. But all these things are quite manageable, especially with all these partners.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, t- tell us how you guys are taking these help taking these partners, all these different partners, how you're combining those relationships to help small business owners become more comfortable and more effective and successful with exporting.
Sure. Well, I mean, one is to make resources for understanding how to do successful business overseas available to everybody. UPS now has a website. It's UPS/export. So if you're a UPS customer now, if you're receiving a product from UPS, delivering it to your door or your office place, or using them as a shipper, you can go to that particular website and learn all you need to about how to engage in successful business.
I'm sure that's UPS.com/export. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Doug Barry. He's with the U.S. Commercial Service Division of the Department of Commerce. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingham. Here's Carlos to take us out. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry with the U.S. Commercial Service Division of the Department of Commerce. My websites, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find the show and the articles and the Brain Trust members and the newsletter and the blog and all the other things we do here every day. And, of course, you can also go to Ask Jim. .biz.biz and get your small business answers right now. So I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Doug Barry and I are talking about some of the things that they're doing with their partners to make doing business overseas easier. And folks, you've been hearing me talk about this for a long time, for years and years. Even before I knew Doug, I was telling you to get educated, to become more knowledgeable about exporting, about and importing too. Of course, the Commerce Department really cares the most about exporting, but whatever it takes, get more comfortable and educated and have a better understanding of how to do business overseas. It's going to be good for your business. It's going to diversify your opportunities. If one area slows down, the other one may pick up. Doug, I think I've told you this. I actually know a guy who incrementally, year over year, a small business, less than 50 employees, over a period of about 10 years, he incrementally grew his international business. And if you drove by his business on the side of the road, you'd never know he was an international shipper. And he went through a period of a couple of years where the local business went down, and if it hadn't been for his international revenue, he would not have made it.
Wow. Yes, I think that's quite typical of the customer base we have, Jim. We had about 11,000 U.S. companies that we helped make an export last year, and most of them were small enterprises, and many of them are showing 20-30% of their revenue now generated from international sales.
And this guy went from the international sales being gravy to being a lifesaver.
Right, it's an integral part of their business now, will for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, so okay, now you're back to what we were talking about. You're working with these partners, these service providers, like Curry, like UPS. You're with UPS right now. You also work with FedEx.
Yes.
But other in banks, you're working directly with these U.S. companies.
Right.
To help them be sort of an extension of your operation, aren't you?
Well, that's correct. They need a partner like us who can find the buyers for their clients overseas,
right,
and can create solutions for them and help them make that sale. In the meantime, they're willing to finance the export deal. I mean, you hear now and read every day in the news about the credit crunch and the banks aren't loaning anymore. Not the case for export sales. UPS, for example, has a bank.
Really?
And so when you trade with them and you work with us, you get access to the bank, which has as its main purpose loaning for export transactions.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Very interesting.
So there's the financing.
So they're integrated. It's integrated, isn't it?
Totally integrated.
Yeah.
And we have a number of other banks. We have regional banks across the country. All of them are expert in assessing the risks, and they want your listeners' business. They want to loan money for export sales and export development.
And see, folks, this is so cool to hear Doug talking about this. How many times have you heard me say that the U.S. Commercial Service is an outstanding, robust, features-rich group of folks who are trying to help you in so many ways? Doug, I'm very impressed, and I want to congratulate you. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, it really makes me happy to hear you talk about the way you guys are working on these projects and bringing in these partners. And what I like about it is how you're partnering with these people. That's another lesson that we can take from you guys, is this idea of partnering with people who have other capabilities that maybe you don't have or that we don't have, and bringing those people in and putting business together with these partners.
Well, and Jim, you're one of our partners in getting the word out to people about these opportunities, and we're very grateful to you for this. It's been great over the years, and we hope it lasts for a very long time.
Well, it will as long as I'm here, and I enjoy this. But let's get back to some of the specifics. Let's talk about let's say that one of your partners were, you know, they're already coming in the business, right? I mean, they're already going by every day and dropping something off or picking something up. How would they approach a small business owner about these international services?
Well, very likely the regional sales manager or account executive for a UPS or a FedEx will have some sense of their client base, of course, and maybe the driver will you know, take a shipment somewhere,
right,
and he or she will make a note saying this company is starting to do some international business or could,
mm-hmm,
or expresses some interest in doing so. They'll pass that lead on to the sales executive, and the sales executive will pay a visit to that customer,
mm-hmm,
and during the course of that visit, very likely they will mention the U.S. Commercial Service and say, you really ought to get in touch with your local trade specialist. He's
right,
or she is just right here downtown.
You got like 100 of those offices across the country, don't you?
Of them, so they're,
yeah,
all over the place, and the connection would be made. They might even call that person, our person, on their cell phone while having the meeting and say, let's set up a conversation.
And if the company owner said, well, you know, I'd like to do more business, but I'm tapped out with my loan, my line of credit at the bank, maybe there's some financing opportunity, folks. You got to diversify. You got to look all around for capitalization opportunities. And I learned something today about some new stuff that's available. Stay with us. 10 Till. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good buddy Doug Berry, Director of Marketing and Communication for the U.S. Commercial Service Division of the Department of Commerce, and they're just working their little selves to death over there to help you and me have a maximum opportunity to do business with small businesses and big businesses in other parts of the world. Doug, give us your website, please.
It's export.gov.
And can they find, if they go to export.gov, can they find a list of the 108 different commercial services divisions, or I should say operations around the country?
They can.
There's one near you.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there on the homepage. So check that out, folks. And, you know, Doug, I just need to say this because this is such a big deal to me. 160 or so years ago, the great French economist / comedian, Frederick Bastiat, said this, and I'm paraphrasing him only just a little bit. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Mm.
The work that you're doing, Doug, the work that you and your partners are doing, the things that we do here today to help people gain a better understanding and become more comfortable with a small business in Sheboygan doing business with a small business in Moscow, or Bangladesh, or wherever, in my opinion, that's an effort towards peace dividends.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, the news these days is full of conflict and misunderstanding and religious intolerance. But actually, you know, as a private citizen, not as a spokesperson for the government, I really think that we're on the cusp of a golden age. And that golden age, although it's a few years down the road for sure, is going to be characterized by increased understanding, increased trade, and yep. that means that all of us that are engaged in this business, everybody out there that is selling a good overseas and
right.
making contact there, they're going to be part of that process for improving the conditions for people all over the world and increasing understanding. And I think that, you know, better days are ahead.
Well, I think so too. But folks, let me tell you something. We've got to trade with other people. We've got to trade. And one of the things that I believe, Doug, is when I, as a small business owner, trade with a small business or any business owner in another country, I will have a better understanding and appreciation and more tolerance for that person. And I certainly will be a lot less likely to hate those people.
Exactly.
If I'm trading. Trade
and they
is
will think of you in the very same way.
Exactly.
All those stereotypes
exactly.
about Americans can be broken down very quickly simply
exactly.
by creating a relationship with them.
That's exactly right, folks. Trade is the best way to end communism in China, for example. Not politicians won't end communism in China as quickly as trade will end communism in China, in my
yes.
opinion. Okay, let's get back to some other things that we can do that you and your partners can do to help small business owners. What are some other things you're working on?
Well, here are a few things. First of all, if you've gotten the export bug yet, maybe you're thinking about it, attend a seminar. We have all kinds of them all over the country. Many of them are with our partners. There's a series, a roadshow on how to use the Internet to sell globally. That's going to be presented by Google and FedEx and the U.S. Commercial Service and a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get the dates of those day-long programs off of the website, export.gov. You can also buy the new version of Basic Guide to Exporting. That's coming out on April 1st. I've had the pleasure of editing that book. You've seen a draft of it, Jim. Your endorsement is on the back cover.
My pleasure.
That'll be available off of our website and in your local bookstores after the 1st of April. And the other thing you can do is meet your local trade specialist, my colleague, in 108 places all over the country.
Right.
You can reach them by looking at the website and finding the local office, or you can ask the next time the driver for FedEx or UPS pulls up, ask them.
And these seminars you're talking about that the different groups sponsored, those are face to face. Those are in person seminars, right? They're not online, right?
They're in person seminars.
Right.
Yes.
And how many are there going to be of those?
They're going to be 18 of those beginning in April.
Yeah,
and I think it's a half a day, but you'll learn everything you need to know about using the Google search engine services and using our other partners to build or enhance your online e-commerce.
Check it out, folks, export.gov. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Doug Berry, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.